Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today my co-host is Grace Pushman. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Megan.
So today we are chatting about how to introduce yourself to employers in various contexts. So we think this is a pretty important skill to have.
Yes. And in fact, it only takes 7 seconds to make a first impression on someone. And if it's a bad one, that could be a little disastrous, not to scare you, but those first few seconds are crucial.
Yeah, they make a difference. So you might hear this introduction called an elevator pitch or a 30-second commercial. But, you know, we're talking about that very first short 30 seconds or so that you have to make this impression as you introduce yourself.
And no matter what it's called, it can play a very important role while networking, and when done well, can lead to great conversations and relationships. However, it's not as easy as it sounds.
No.
Because you think, oh, I'm just going to go say my name.
Right. 30 seconds. It's nothing.
Right. But let's listen to Kelly's intro. So Kelly is a student in our office who kindly did this intro for us. So let's listen to Kelly's intro when put on the spot.
Hi there. My name is Kelly and I go to Grand Valley. I'm hoping that you could tell me more about what you're looking for when it comes to hiring new employees.
Well, that's not bad. It doesn't tell us much. Believe it or not, having a strategy for how you want to introduce yourself to professionals while networking can be very effective. So let's go over 5 tips to make the most out of your intro.
Yes. Being prepared, right? We sound like broken records because any career advisor is just going to be like, prepare,
yes,
do research, all of this. So our first tip is, yep, do your research, do some reconnaissance work. So if you're going to an event, who's going to be there? What do you know about them? What is the purpose of the event? Is it simply for networking, or is it, you know, maybe more crucial in terms of like a career fair where you're going for an internship? Is there a recommended dress code, whether that's in person or not, right? That those things still matter. Most events that are hosted by the Career Center will include this information right within the handshake event posting. So that's always good to check out in advance. And then, yeah, researching who actually is going to be there, which employers or people will be there, will help you to kind of come up with maybe some conversation starters, some topics you want to make sure you touch on, maybe some questions. And we're going to go into a little greater depth than that in our other tips as well.
Yeah. And that brings us to tip 2, which is also before attending, you want to think about what you want to get out of those networking situations. So you may have looked at the list of employers, highlighted a few that are interesting to you. Now, what's your goal if you talk to them? Are you looking for an internship? Are you looking for a job? Are you just exploring? Are you trying to figure out what future career you want and you want to just ask them more informational questions?
Yeah.
It's great to think about that beforehand because that will shape what questions you might have prepared to ask them. It might shape some of the things you might do research-wise to learn more about those companies beforehand. And I think it will help you to feel more confident if you feel like you've really thought it through and know what your goal is that you're going to take out of that interaction.
Right. Right. Here's this purpose I have. And I'll just say there's no wrong purpose
exactly
to have. So, you know, I think a lot of times our first and second year students might be a little hesitant to attend some of our networking events like a career fair because it seems a little intimidating,
yeah,
to talk to people. You might not be actively like ready to be searching for an internship yet. But if your goal is, I'm going to go in, I'm going to talk to some people to make some connections and gain some information on the world of work, it's a pretty good reason to go.
Yes.
And you can feel confident in that.
Very good reason. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So number 3 is structure your introduction to include 4 main details. So the first would be who you are. So You're saying your name, your full name is important. Why you approach them. Mm-hmm. Again, that goes back to Grace's tip. Why are you there? Mm-hmm. Is it to gain information? Is it to make a connection? Is it to learn more about the organization? Any number of reasons. Mentioning something that you have to offer. So what are you bringing to the table? Maybe it's a skill that you know would be really critical if you were to get an internship there. Maybe it's a past experience that you had with a student organization that you know they're going to be impressed by and that aligns really well with what they're looking for. And then the 4th is a call to action. So something where maybe you're asking a question at the end, something that's going to prompt a response so that you can, you know, hopefully keep having a conversation and it doesn't just end at your little 30-second commercial.
And that's my favorite one, because I think that if you're feeling nervous, which you probably will be, and yeah. that's normal.
Yeah.
If you have that call to action at the end, you're kind of placing things in their hands a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they're very skilled at these conversations. That's they right. have them all the time. So if you have a question you're going to ask them, or you have some sort of call to action, you're putting the ball in their court a little bit so that they can help you with this conversation, ease it along. And then, of course, you still want to participate after that. But I think that that call to action really can help remove some of the pressure off your shoulders.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll just give a little example.
Yes, please.
So if you were attending our career and internship fair, we do those once in the fall, once in the winter, and you wanted to explore the different types of skills organizations are looking for, if that was kind of your goal and purpose, I might, for example, introduce myself by saying, "Hi, my name is Megan Rickson, and I'm a sophomore English major here at Grand Valley. I love the work that your organization does around sustainability practices, and that aligns really well with my leadership role with the GVSU Green Team here on campus. I would be interested in learning more about what sort of skills and experiences that you're going to be looking for in potential interns."
That's great. And like we were talking about earlier, it puts it onto the employer so they have a chance to chat. Yes. And honestly, if you can leave a conversation where you've given the other person ample opportunity to talk, they're going to have a better impression of you, because people like to talk. And so yes. if you ask them great questions that are thoughtful, and they have a chance to be an equal participant in the conversation, that's going to, I think, leave a really great impression. So that was a perfect example, Megan. Thank you for
right,
sharing.
Right. And you'll see it was pretty slight how I put in the yeah. the GVSU Green Team.
Oh, yeah.
But pretty impactful to say, "I have a leadership role on this green team. It relates to your, you know, commitment to sustainability at your company." Like, a lot is happening in a single sentence there. So I think you can be really smart in how you kind of craft what you're going to say.
Exactly. And that's almost what we would refer to as a teaser statement in a way where yeah. you're saying something that you're not giving a ton of detail, but it's going to pique my interest. Yes. And I might answer your question, and then I might throw in at you and say, "Can you tell me more about this green team? That sounds really exciting."
Yeah.
And so then you've, again, just opened it up for a better conversation. And so I love that example. And let's move on to tip number 4, which is to practice. And this is one that I think might seem awkward to do, but it really helps. So when we say practice, you know, when you introduce yourself in these types of settings, it is going to feel different. And it's not the same as when you're just at a family event chatting with your aunt. Like, it's, you're going to yes. be introducing
yourself.
Or
when you meet a new person on campus. A yeah. friend of a friend. Yes. Oh, hey, this is my friend so-and-so. Hi.
Way
You're
more
not going to launch into a...
No, that would be weird.
I was
weird.
On the GVSU Green Team.
Yes. Even a date. Like, it's yes. not the same. So it's definitely a different situation. It's a little more... I don't want to say... It's a little bit more formal. So
structured, formal.
It's going to feel different. Mm-hmm. And so one way that I would recommend practicing, I always like to have students write down what they want to say on a post-it note. And the reason for that is because it's small, so you know you're not going to add too much. So write down maybe some bullets of what you want to say. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have it scripted exactly, because then when you say it, it might sound awkward. So maybe just have some bullets of the things you want to mention, and then kind of improv it a little bit as you say it, and practice in front of yourself. Maybe record yourself, time yourself. Mm-hmm. If it's going 2 minutes, that's way too long.
Yep.
If it's 5 seconds, that's probably too short. So, and then maybe if you're feeling comfortable, do it in front of someone else. You can do it in front of, you know, your roommate, a family member, a friend, or you can do it in front of someone at the Career Center.
Yes.
We have Career Lab, which you can,
great thing to do.
Yeah, you could just drop in any day during Career Lab and just chat with one of our advisors or one of our student workers and say, "Can I tell you my elevator pitch?" And it would take 2 minutes out of your day, and you'd have some great feedback. So definitely practice.
Great. So our last tip is to follow up. So this isn't really a part of the actual introduction, right? But during, you know, you've kind of done your 30-second commercial, hopefully had a pretty productive conversation with that person, you want to be sure to ask for a business card or a way to stay connected at the end of that conversation. So you really want to think of that introduction as just the beginning of hopefully this relationship that you're building, because that's the purpose of going to these events. It's networking, it's relationship building. It's not just let's have this transaction between you and I, mm-hmm. where I hopefully gain some information, but leave it at that. Nope, we want to try to continue that as much as possible. And following up is really the vehicle for doing that.
And I think that's something I often hear from students is like, yeah, I won and it was great, but now I don't know what now to do. What? And it can mm-hmm. feel like it, not that it was a waste of time, but I think for those students, sometimes it feels a little yeah. like that. And we do, I will plug, we do have a great episode on following up of from our podcast last season. So I don't yes. remember the exact number.
Me neither.
But if you go back to our last season, there is one about following up. So yes. check that out if you're interested to hear more.
For sure. Great.
All right. So now we can listen to Kelly's intro after practicing, thinking about it, being intentional. So let's go ahead and play that and hear how it sounds.
Hi, my name is Kelly Dowker, and I study social work at Grand Valley. I really admire the work that your organization does in the community. And as an incoming senior, I'm interested in hearing more about the qualities that you are looking for in potential candidates.
All right. So you can see it's still short. It's still to the point, but it's much better. It's much more descriptive. It's going to leave some room for conversation, whereas the first one didn't really do that. Okay. So we're going to talk about just a few more things we want to mention about networking, because I think we'd be remiss not to say that these in-person introductions might not always be delivered that way, right? You might be being introduced to someone over email. You might meet someone virtually in some other way over Zoom, you know, right. now. So it's hard to say. So keep that in mind when structuring what you want to say and how you want to say it, because it might change varying on the location and the mm-hmm. circumstance. Yep. Regardless of whether you're delivering it in person or virtually, though, you'll want to smile and maintain eye contact with the person you're speaking with and acknowledge their name in return. So that's actually one great way to even to remember someone's name mm-hmm. is when they say their name, say it back to them. Oh, hi, Megan. It's great to meet you.
Yes.
And not only is it going to help you remember their name, but it also just makes them feel good.
Like personalizes it automatically.
Yeah. People like to hear their name. It yes. makes it feel like you're engaged in that conversation with them. And then the last thing we wanted to talk about here is handshakes, because yeah. before it was very straightforward. Like, yeah, you're going to a career fair.
Yeah.
You are going to need to
learn. Your hand out.
Yeah. And I will say handshakes are very important.
Like they are.
People will form an impression on you just on your handshake. And whether or not that's fair, it's the truth. So yes. if you are in a situation where there, people are giving handshakes, we say web to web. Which is where you put your, like, the part of your hand that, like, the thumb and the pointer finger connect
yeah.
against yeah. that part of
their
hand.
It's hard to describe, just audio.
Yeah, because we usually demonstrate it. But you basically, I think one of the common mistakes is people grabbing onto a hand too soon and just, like, grabbing onto someone's knuckles or fingertips.
The awkward little doo-doo.
Yeah, and it just feels really yeah. weird. Yeah. So just try to go in, like, very straight and mm-hmm. web to web, if that makes any
sense. Don't crush me.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Don't crush and don't, but don't be too light.
But don't.
This is one of those things you don't might, again, practice with either. Someone you know.
Yes.
My sister just the other day, we were on vacation and randomly she was like, hey, Grace, tell me if my handshake is too firm. And we shook hands and it wasn't. So, it was, you know, just do one of those. But that being said, we know that right now with how the world is, you might not be shaking hands.
Right.
It's going to look maybe a little bit different mm-hmm. if you go to an in-person career fair. And so I think for me, Megan, I don't know if you have any other suggestions, but I would say first and foremost, do what you're comfortable with. So yes. like if you don't want to shake someone's hand, you could walk up maybe with your hands behind your back or mm-hmm. holding something so that it's clear you're not ready to shake their hand. If you're feeling okay either way, then how I would play it is walk up to the table or the person or whatever and just go off their lead. So yep. if they look like they're considering putting out their hand, then you can, you know, match them.
Yes.
But try to follow their lead mm-hmm. in that case. But again, if you don't feel comfortable, then, you know, you might just have something in your hands or put your hands yes. behind you or something.
A little wave also.
Yes.
You know, yeah. like a non-awkward little wave, just like a hey, with, you know, kind of putting your hand out. Hi.
Yes.
I'm Megan. It's nice to meet you. And then if they kind of go in for it and you're cool with it, do it.
Yeah.
But you might not need to. They might just wave back.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's okay to laugh about it. And it's yes. okay if it's awkward, because we're all in this situation yeah. together. We all
know what's going on.
I've already had, I don't know about you, Megan, but I've already had quite a few awkward, handshake? Do I hug?
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
Yes.
And so it's just going to happen to all of us. And exactly. we can just laugh about it.
Exactly. I saw this infographic where it was showing like all these alternatives to handshakes, and one of them was the foot shake.
Oh no.
I hope that doesn't catch on, because no, it was like foot tap.
I don't.
I have situation seen, that seems like a balancing act that a little hard to pull off.
No. Yes. Especially if you're wearing heels. Like, I don't know. Like, it seems tricky. Yeah. And we're in a dress. I don't know. But I have seen quite a few elbow bumps.
Yeah. Elbow. Sure. Fist. But then we're kind of getting in the handshake realm right. Anyways. Yeah.
I think we're all going to just have to play it by ear and see what happens. So I guess just take all that with a grain of salt. But I will say, I do think, again, if we go back to physical handshakes, you do want to practice that. That's important.
Yes, for sure. Great. So those are our tips for today. Hopefully they've given you a few ideas for ways to improve your introduction. As we mentioned, we would love to practice with you in Career Lab. We're open every day during the week. We also have lots of great resources on our website, especially in our interviewing and networking section. As Grace mentioned, we've done other podcasts that would be helpful in this way, too. We have an All About Interviewing episode, which you can use a lot of the same strategies with interviewing as you just kind of are shortening it to make it short and sweet instead of a full interview. So hopefully you can find some additional resources and just get out there and start practicing.
Yeah. Good luck.
Great.
You got it.
So thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.